It's interesting. When we were doing the original smartphone development, we actually spent all of our time and research in Europe and Asia. We spent very little time looking at the U.S. marketplace because of exactly what you say, right? I mean, it's a very different world. They've been using cell phones for a whole lot longer. You've got countries where there's like more than one cell phone per capita in the country. Like, it's just insane. Like, people have two and three. So you learn a lot there about how people use it. We constantly do studies over there to go and find out what's going on. And that's where our operator and hardware partners come into play as well, because they can help give us some of that advice since they're based over there. I still remember when I was, it's about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was in a taxi cab in London. It was one of my first trips to London, and the cab driver was talking on his cell phone. And I just asked him, I was like, how many cell phones do you have? And he's got three. And I was like, three? And he's like, yeah, one for work, one for my wife, and one for other stuff. I was like, whoa. Oh, really? Wow. Huh. That's interesting. I wonder if his wife knows about that third phone. But it's really common. People have two or three different phones, and they'll take, you know, they'll have their little clubman phone, which is like their little guy that they like, kind of sleek and sexy, and then they'll have their business phone, which has their email and everything. So
yeah.
Different phones, different types for different people.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah.